Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
Yeah, Diane Devereaux is also known. She's also known as the Canning Diva. She's very passionate about canning, where your food comes from, and storing the harvest. Her book, Canning Full Circle, is full of great canning information. And her newer book, Beginner's Guide to Canning, 90 Easy Recipes to Can, Savor, and Gift, came out this spring. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to join Holly, myself, and all of our listeners and educate all of us with canning here. And I want to start out with, how did you get into canning and where did the passion about canning come from? Did you find it as a child or later on in life?
No, actually, this is something that I have been doing since I was a teenager. So it's kind of funny. I grew up in inner city Detroit, and when I was a preteen, moved to northern Michigan, and we moved to a hog farm that also had beef cattle, sheep, chicken, you name it. And we had a 2-acre garden, which we used to live off of. And so part of growing something that large is also finding ways in which to preserve it. So it was at a young age that I learned how to can food, and it's something that's just always stayed with me, especially when I became a mom. I wanted to provide healthy food for my family, and I learned early on to explore with different flavors and seasonings and such, because what I was shown was wonderful but limited. So I've been expanding upon that for the last couple decades.
Now, as a young individual, young woman, what did your friends think? Did they think that you were crazy, or did they find that this was like a really cool thing that you were experimenting and learning how to preserve your own food?
Actually, it was probably the norm. I mean, all of us were up in farm country, and in some way, you know, our families were all doing this. For me, it was probably the most bizarre because I came from the city and moved up to the country, and you know, I probably had more catching up to do than anyone, but I gravitated towards it. I became very passionate, you know, from a growing standpoint, being on the farm. You know, I started my own garden when I was 15, in addition to what we had as a family. And, yeah, it just became a real passion, for me, seeing it full circle. It's part of the reason I donned my book that, you know, canning full circle. And I was really passionate about from the garden to the jar, you know, to the table. So.
Certainly, definitely.
Now, well, Holly was a city girl too now.
Yeah. So we always tell people that canning is a science and it's important to can safely and be aware. Why is it important to can safely?
Well, I mean, canning is it's basically a craft. I mean, you're using science and math, but I think sometimes that's what detours people, is they think it's something so scientific, or so you have to like be a scientist, and that's not the case. There's a lot of really easy, safe methodologies and technologies that we can use, and obviously we've come a long way since canning started, because this has been going on. This is nothing new. Preserving food in glass jars has been happening since the Napoleon era. So if anything, we have a lot of history to expand upon. And you really have to work hard at making it unsafe. You follow some tried and true recipes and, you know, get the basics down and you're good to go. It really isn't as scary or as unsafe or difficult as some individuals like to make it. So it's important to be safe, of course, because you don't want to, you know, create something that's going to spoil, or God forbid, if there happens to be a botulism spore in the jar, which is also very hard to do. You know, you really have to work hard at making this difficult and scary, but you know, you want to follow safe practices and methodologies just to give yourself that peace of mind. Plus it's a lot easier to just do it right the first time, you know?
Well, absolutely. And I'm sure you've seen on social media, as we have, people will tell how they canned a certain item, and you and I and we all cringe because we know that is nowhere close to how it was supposed to be done. But they're so proud of it, and they've done it for 37 years, and none of them got sick yet. And I'm like, well, good luck to you, because that is totally upside down and backwards, and you're not supposed to do it that way.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I'm the type of educator. I don't tell people to fix what's not broken, because if it's worked for 37 years, good job. Keep going.
Well, when I teach, I
follow the recommended guidelines.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say that a listener has an old recipe from a past, like an aunt or a grandmother. Let's say it's a pasta recipe and they want to can it. Can you just go ahead and can that as the recipe states, or does one need to adjust it or get it certified or make sure that recipe is still safe today?
Well, I don't want to say misnomer, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. Yes, if the pasta sauce has already been canned for generations, there's no need to fret. If it's a recipe that's only been served, you know, for dinner and not put into a jar, there are certain things that should be done to make sure the acidic value is high enough. But most of the time, pasta sauces are primarily tomatoes and high acid anyway. So water bathing that with just maybe a few simple adjustments by adding maybe some lemon juice and, you know, increasing the heat, whether it be pressure canning or the time in the water bather, is all you need to do in order to make that shelf stable. Now, the new, you know, canners out there aren't going to know how to do that, but that's where I come in. You know, I can take a look at that recipe and find ways in which to enhance it to make it shelf stable.
Fantastic. Now, your newest book is The Beginner's Guide to Canning. What can readers expect from it? Is it good for new canners, old canners, more experienced canners? What would you say?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, because when I wrote The Beginner's Guide to Canning, I wanted to appeal to those that were just getting started and were on the fence but just needed a little bit more knowledge or information. But as I started developing the book, I wanted it to also be available to those veteran canners, if you will. So it gives the newcomer all of the step-by-step instructions. It gives you the hows, the whys, the methodology behind it. The three things that I hinge on, all three of my books, is the three pillars of canning, so that new canners and old can understand how we keep things safe. And so with this book, I expanded upon recipes. So I start simplistic. I even pulled in some vintage favorites, added some fun twists. But I didn't rest on the laurels of just, you know, pickles and tomatoes. I did push it a little bit so that as the new canner got more confident, they could have a lot more fun and they could get past, you know, the simple recipes, as, you know, many beginners gravitate to. So you'll see things in there for soups and meals in a jar and even some fun, you know, chutneys and such.
Well, let's talk about the new canner, because with the situation in the world right now, there's a lot of people growing and have grown their own food that never did before, and many people are taking the avenue of trying to preserve it. What are some tips that you can give a new canner that is very that are apprehensive? They're like, you want me to do what? Put this in the jar? And are you sure?
I can do that? What do you mean?
Exactly.
I can do that?
Because, oh, it's not, we only go get pasta sauce from the store. You know, that's how some people know what, you know, that type of thing. What would you, what could you advise or give new canners? What tips?
Well, some of the best things I tell new canners is to, we're in an information age, right? We have exposure to so much information that in itself becomes overwhelming. So find some good groups on social media or my website, like canningdiva.com. Find a trusted place and stick with that trusted place or that trusted book, or just even if it's just a fellow canner, and kind of shut out some of the other noise, because you could get so much information that you wind up actually not doing a thing because you become overwhelmed. Second is to just start somewhere. And when I say that is, if you eat it on a regular basis, then focus starting in that particular food group. If salsa is your thing, or you love pickles, start there. don't start canning something you know you're not going to eat just for the sake of saying I've learned how to do something. Because what will happen is those jars will sit on your pantry shelf, they'll never get ate, and you're going to give up the craft altogether, right? Another thing I tell new canners is start with recipes that your family's going to enjoy, that you are going to start utilizing in meal creation. So one of my recipes, basil diced tomatoes. I don't even make plain diced tomatoes anymore. I use basil diced tomatoes for everything. So when I say this to individuals, find something that once you get good at it, you know you're going to find other ways to use it, because ultimately, when we're now trying to be more prepared, okay, given today's times,
right,
we can't just survive off of 50 jars of jam, you know, or 70 jars of pickles,
right,
you know.
Right,
we
right.
have to think past that, right? So think of things like soups and stews. I've got some phenomenal recipes like chicken pot pie filling. You can do beef bourguignon in a jar. You can break past, you know, barriers when you get into pressure canning. And when you see meat on sale, you can throw that in a jar and preserve it. And now you're taking those savings into later months and still reaping the rewards. So I think it's tips like that that start getting canners, new canners especially, to be less apprehensive and realize how they can, you know, watch their grocery budget. They can extend, you know, the savings throughout the year, and then they wind up having things that they know they're going to eat ready to go on their pantry shelf.
Definitely. Now, how can our listeners find out your information? I know you mentioned your website a few times, but just remind us and so they can get your books too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me all over social media. Just type in the Canning Diva, and I'm going to be there on Facebook and Twitter. I have a Pinterest, Instagram. I even have a YouTube channel. My website is canningdiva.com. And then all of my books are sold on Amazon. My second book was The Complete Guide to Pressure Canning. That is also available on Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target. The latest book, Beginner's Guide, is primarily on Amazon, but you'll start to see that more and more in other storefronts as well. So, yep, type up the Canning Diva, and I'll get you pointed in the right direction.
Well, Diane, we greatly appreciate you taking time and not only helping educate some of our new canners and our listeners, as well as Holly and myself.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me. You guys have a wonderful fall here, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.